Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm amazed at the ignorance of leftists. And I'm like many of you who ask me all the time, Kevin, do they really believe it? I don't believe they believe their nonsense. I really don't. I think they say one thing publicly as they do something privately. And I think there are many examples of this. I've written about it many times. I wrote about it in my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. Leftists lie. We want more taxes. No, they don't. They want more taxes for you. It's like a fortune cookie where everything that you get in your fortune cookie, you say in bed, like, you will be wonderfully received in bed. Well, with leftists, it's for you. I want more taxes for you. You know, they don't believe it. And as I documented, like Madonna as an example, she won't let her daughter watch her own videos, but her videos are fine for you. John Kerry got out of his the attacks on his yacht, the Esmeralda, and he parked it in another state so he wouldn't have to pay Massachusetts taxes. See, taxes are for you, not for him. Barbara Streisand put a home in her husband's name because she wanted to avoid the estate tax on that home. Because, again, taxes are for you. And I could go down the list. They don't believe any of their nonsense. They talk about gun control, but what do? They get security who have what? Guns? And if they don't have security that has guns, you know what they do? They get guns. Chuck Schumer has a gun license. Yet he will come on to guns are bad, guns. They're not good for you, but they're good for him. And in this most recent thing, which I'm not going to cover much today, I mean, I will touch on it a little bit, but targeting Trump, and they are calling it a criminal investigation. They get the FBI involved because there may be a national archive issue. Let me ask you, do you think Trump is sharing secrets with the Russians or the Chinese? Maybe he's in bed with the top Chinese spy, or maybe he's taking money from some Russian oligarch, or maybe Donald Trump is hiding all his little rendezvous with hookers that he has on videotape and he doesn't want people to know, or maybe he's taking kickbacks from one of his sons in an illicit business deal that involves Ukraine. Is there any of that kind of evidence that they may be trying to get from this man? They openly target a man who has been investigated ad nauseum and who has been proven to be more pious than the Pope. You can't get more holy than Donald Trump. He's as clean as they come. And how do we know this? Because they have taken a microscope, an electron microscope, up his anus and looked into the bowels of his soul, and they find nothing. And yet, they still want to investigate him. They raid his home. They've raided his attorney's homes. They've tormented everybody around him. Anybody that mentions Trump's name is on target for something. If you mention his name on social media, you hit a hit list. And Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, says, oh, you're on a targeted list because you're an insurgent. They create story after story about him. They have people demonizing what could only be described as one of America's best citizens if you measure on a lot of different levels, and one of them being economic development, people that he has helped. And certainly his presidency has done nothing to stain what America's about. His slogan is Make America Great Again, and the secondary slogan is America First. What more do you want? Oh, I see why they hate him now. I get it. Trump being targeted, even Democrats have to take pause. Look, they may like that Trump is being targeted. There are people dancing on his grave prematurely, by the way. But they also realize, many of them do, not the stupid ones, the super stupid. They're all stupid, but the super stupid ones don't realize it. But the stupid ones are going, wait a minute, I get the bigger picture aspects of this. I understand the ramifications of what's happened here. This isn't about searching Trump. This is telling us, and none of you are above, and I've said this in many of the two or three episodes we've had about this before, so I'm not saying anything new, but I'm telling you, this realization is hitting people that there is no protection. The government's not protecting you. I heard they searched Melania's wardrobe. Really? I mean, I don't know what this search warrant entailed, but if you're searching, it's probably BS, because by the way, there's a lot of BS that we're going to talk about today, because I saw a couple of headlines that I went, what are you talking about? That's just complete misinformation. It's meant to misdirect, and I'll get into one of those here in the next segment. But Melania's wardrobe, seriously, I don't know that I believe this story, because I think people just say, put things on there to get you to click. It's clickbait. Because the FBI search warrant couldn't possibly be. What do they expect to find? Fashion sense? Something, by the way, sorely missing from Michelle Obama's wardrobe. Maybe the FBI, Michelle Obama said, look, why y'all over there? Can you look at Melania's wardrobe? Because I need some hints. There's more proof, folks, of leftist idiocy, and we're going to get into it today. Let me give you some examples. I guarantee you, and again, retread, but we'll put some different things on it just to prove it, because I was having this discussion with my number one fan, Andy, and he says, Kevin, I like when you talk about metaphors. And I said, how could I not? It's the same subjects over and over and over. Targeting of Republicans, targeting of conservatives, targeting of Christians, etc. What else could I add? The only flavor you add to it is what is happening at the day. It's all metaphorical. What's the metaphor for the FBI raiding a former president of the United States under the guise that he didn't give information to the National Archive? Okay, well, explain to me what national security alert that we needed to do this. What are the left going to use to justify something so profound? Senator Tim Scott is asking this question. We'll play a clip of him as well. But as I was going to say, leftists don't care about crime. Hunter Biden's a criminal. Hillary Clinton's a criminal. Joe Biden is the big guy. We know this. They could follow the money and make sure we all are aware of this right now. But they don't want to do it because it doesn't fit the narrative. And that's what we've got to get to the bottom of is, how do we expose these frauds that want you to believe the unbelievable?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How would you like to never know if your life is what you think it is? If your friends are who they think they are? If your relationships are genuine? I mean, this is the question we've asked ourselves when, you know, like if I was super rich, can you trust that a person is not after your money? And especially if you kind of got it going on, if you're not, you know, you don't have to be, the most handsome. You don't have to be Brad Pitt. But, you know, your average Joe, who's done well. This is a quandary many, many people of means ask all the time. Men and women, they want to know, are you genuinely interested in me? Women have the same problem. When they have money, they have the same issue. But now, there's another divide as we talk about. And I brought it up because, as I mentioned, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine who will have to make the decision. Do I want to go work on a Senate staff in D.C. And as she was asking me, I said, I wouldn't do it. I said, I hate D.C. I can't stand it. I can't stand the people. I can't stand the politics, because D.C. is supposed to be the nation's capital, where everybody is supposedly looking for the greater good. And you know what they are? They're a bunch of snakes and scam artists. They are just looking to take advantage of you. Don't you be a country bumpkin in D.C. You will get squashed. You'll get cooked. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Would you want to live in D.C.? Nothing's real. I told my friend, I said, the person who befriends you in whatever circumstances you meet in a grocery store and you think, oh, we both play bridge. No, you don't. They found out on your social media that you like bridge, struck up a conversation, they're going to get you in the bridge club, and all it is to do is to milk you for information about your senator. That's it. Or to get dirt on you, so that when they have enough dirt on you, they can say to you, well, listen, if you want to keep that job with your senator, you don't want this information to get out, etc. No, nothing is real. Nothing is genuine. How would you like to live like that? Your entire life is a spy novel. You have to be skeptical of everybody you meet, no matter what the circumstances. You're going on vacation. You think it's unbelievable that I would meet somebody that lives only three blocks away from me. Wow, we've never met, but here we are meeting 2,000 miles away in Barbados. Ha! Isn't that very cool? No, it's a spy. It's somebody looking for information. There's a bill that's being legislated, and they need to know what your senator is going to do, and they need you orchestrating from the inside, so they are trying to compromise you. That's what you're looking at. And people, oh, Kevin, come on, man, you're being somewhat distant. No, I'm not. Anyway, let me get back to this thing I was talking about, this disjoint. Because as I said, there was a time when if you were a guy, one of my guy friends, and you brought your Russian model, you know, so we would be like, dude, everybody, would, man, whoo, look at you, boy. You go, boy, right? There's a joke that says, oh, if you were trapped on a desert island and you had a supermodel girlfriend and, I don't know how to do the whole joke, but the guy essentially said, he runs off. He says, will you play a role for me as my supermodel girlfriend? So he tells his girlfriend, she says, yeah. He comes around the corner, you know, goes around a mogul of sand. He comes around the corner. He says, hey, you're not going to believe it, but my girlfriend is a supermodel. And this is what he says to the supermodel, because the guy just has to tell somebody. And that's just, you know, that's the way we're programmed, is we see, oh man, look at Kev. But here's what's funny about it. When you see somebody that's got the too hot girlfriend, then you go, oh. And of course, the joke of it for guys is, well, you know, sometimes they just ain't interested in looks. You know what I mean? Oh my goodness. It brings up so many funny stories. So, you know, we rationalize, what in the world is she doing with that dude, right? And if it's the other way around, it's an ordinary girl with a super hot dude, then what do we say? Mm-hmm, she got money. Yep, she got money. And you can almost tell. Look, we've all got our stories of somebody you knew that you went, uh-uh, she's way too hot for him. And he doesn't even have the personality. Forget the looks. He don't even have the personality for this woman. Or, no, he is way too handsome for her. And the reason, I tell people all the time, that's the biggest issue for people. And I even looked to see, is there a word for it? Oxy something. I looked it up. I couldn't find it. So if you're dating a hot Russian model today, man, you are suspect. No longer do guys give you bragging rights, but they wonder, do you work in big tech and is Svetlana stealing your secrets? That's what they look at. I want you to think about going back to the other side of this. If Brad Pitt were dating Whoopi Goldberg, what would you think? You'd be like, Brad must be, when did Brad lose all his money, right? Because you see it doesn't fit. Forget the color. No, nobody would even give a crap about the color. she's black, he's white, or she's Jewish, black Jewish, and he's white. No, they wouldn't care. They'd look at the differential and go, something wrong with this picture. It's funny. That's a bigger, I believe that is a bigger divide than race, except maybe back when Democrats ruled the world and it was all about, you know, black and white, you know, back in the day. But now the Democrats no longer can use color as their issue, at least not publicly. The one age-old, time-tested thing of measure is never going to change. That is, if you have a very, very handsome or beautiful person dating somebody who is, shall we say, challenged. Oh, my goodness. So all this for me to bring up a story about a Russian spy with the Ukrainians. A too-hot girlfriend of a Russian spy helped wary Ukrainian volunteers sniff out a Moscow intelligence scheme. The incongruous couple, that's what they call it, raised red flags, according to journalist Christo Grozchev, a Bulgarian journalist with investigative outlet Bellingcat. It took me about 5 minutes to discover that the pilot's lover, way too hot for him, FSB, was an FSB asset, Grozchev wrote on Twitter. The Ukrainians figured that out, too, he added. Grozev said he'd been following a team of Ukrainian maverick ex-operatives running an unofficial operation trying to get Russian pilots to defect. Some Russians apparently responded, sending the Ukrainians videos of their cockpits to prove their veracity. But after some back and forth, Grozev said the pilot's tone changed quickly, suggesting the pilots were no longer talking on their behalf, but were coached by an FSB military counterintelligence officers. So they figured it out because these guys were dating too hot of chicks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the nation's largest investment banks says Wall Street can forget about a Santa Claus rally this year.
In a note to clients, the bank citing the Fed Reserve stance and predicted a late-year stock market rally is unlikely. Leaders across the world are bashing elections taking place in Russian-controlled Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
As the war in Europe has shown signs in recent weeks that Russia may be in trouble, residents in Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine began voting in referendums on joining Russia Friday morning. Russia-installed leaders will hold elections through Tuesday. Ukraine and Western nations are calling the election a sham as Russia tries to annex nearly 15% of Ukraine.
Happy Friday and thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I feel like a broken record at times defending Trump against leftist nonsense being spewed by so-called conservatives. They say Trump is a distraction. What would you be if somebody lied about you endlessly? I mean, just made stuff up. And the reason why I know this happens is because I'm enough on the inside politically. I know these people a lot better than 99.9% of America. And I can tell you their lies. I've told you stories about Justice Thomas. Blatant lies. I've told you stories about things that people say about Trump that I go, well, if that's the case, why am I around him? Why was I around him? And I could go, you know, quite a few inside, you know, politicos and tell you this is what they said about him. It's blatantly a lie. It never happened. Nobody ever did that, said that, accused him of that or whatever. And it doesn't matter. Kavanaugh, I haven't been around Kavanaugh. Let me make sure you're clear about that. But everything they said about Kavanaugh, blatant lie. Blasey Ford is a lying skank, as was Swetnick and everybody else that was accusing Kavanaugh of doing those things. And the Democrats didn't care. Remember the cackler? She and Cory Booker were laughing as Kavanaugh was fighting for not just the life of the Supreme Court. If he doesn't make that, what happens to him? He's ostracized. He's a pariah. And even getting to the court, which thankfully is a job he's not going to lose, there are people, oh, he's a terrible man. A dude who devoted his life to the law and becomes great at it. So anyway, going back to Trump, yeah, he's a distraction. So I ask, what would you do if you were attacked every single day? Lies about your family, lies about your kid, lies about your businesses, lies about anybody associated with you. Then they attack everybody around you and they start putting them in prison for doing nothing except being around you, except knowing you. What would you do? How would that impact you? You ever seen the movies where they say, you know, we're going to kill you, and the person goes, well, kill me. I don't care. Apparently, these people have faith in God or whatever. Like, fine. If my life ends today, it ends today. I've got to die. But then they go, yeah, but what are you going to do if we do kill this person? And they bring somebody else in, and they put a gun to the head of your best friend. And then you go, oh, well, I guess maybe I better tell you what you want to know. Why do they do that?
Why do you think they went after Trump's people? They accused Don Jr. of having a meeting with a Russian, even though he walked out. They, we got to look at him. Then they go after Ivanka and Jared Kushner and, you know, his daughter and his son-in-law. And then they go after Eric, and then they go after Barron, and then they go after Ivanka, because essentially they were putting a gun to every one of Trump's kids' heads, his wife's head, and all of his friends, Paul Manafort, anybody associated, because they wanted Trump to say, oh my goodness, well, if you're going to go after my family, I better give in. And Trump said, you know what? I'm not giving in, because a hero in the story gets out. The truth comes out. We have our Hollywood ending. And that's where he keeps going. And even with that, they still go after him. And you go, oh, well, I'm not sure about him. He's a distraction. The good news is this Mar-a-Lago raid has bumped him up. Maybe we'll get into the numbers here in a second. But let me answer what you would do if they were doing that to you. You would be cowering in a corner, or you'd be keeping your mouth shut. Because there are very few people who would stand and fight it no matter what. You know the hero in the movies, when they finally do, they find that he finds out they did. They killed his entire family. They killed all his friends. It was scorched earth. And you know what he becomes? He becomes a vigilante against the establishment. And he says, I'm going to get every single person who did this. Well, metaphorically, they killed everything that was important to Donald Trump. They killed his businesses. They killed his family. They killed his associates, his friends, his acquaintances, everybody. And you know what he's ready to do now? Become the hero in our little scenario and get all of them. Yep. Well, what would most of us be doing? Pansies. Towing the line. I can honestly tell you, I'm glad I'm not one of them. I'm not accusing you, but if the shoe fits. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Pansies toe the line. Pansies don't fight back. And if you find yourself going, man, he's a distraction in all his tweets, and I mean, I don't know if I'd want him to do it again, then, well, welcome to the party, Pansy. Nation of wimps, as Eric Holder called the Americans, and most of it is true. Some people take flight when they should be willing to fight. Now, I've learned that unless the fight is easy, 99% of people choose flight. That's why leftists only fight when they have the numbers, when they have superior advantage. You watch leftists. A leftist, when engaged one-on-one, is a pansy. I've engaged him. You need so-and-so. Bam! Come back with something else. And I go, what's next, you little pansy? Bring it, snowflake. And you know, well, have you seen the video where Matt Walsh asked the guy, he says, you can't speak on women's issues? And he says, you're not a woman. And he goes, let me ask you this. He says, you don't know what a woman is. And Matt goes, do you know what a cat is? And the guy walks away. And there are other videos like that. I was another one somebody told me about. When you confront leftists with the truth, if you're smart enough to put it in a way that is irrefutable, you know what they do? They back away. Oh, well, I just hate Trump. And they run off. All things equal, folks, leftists will run like rabbits. And here's the other thing. It could be 2-1, it could be 3-1, 5-1, 10-1, and you will still hold your own, and you can back down left. It's like if you're a trained fighter, when we would spar in martial arts, they'd send in the second person. And what you do, let me just say what you do in the martial arts, when they send in a second person, what you do is you grab the weaker of the persons. You punish the weaker one. You grab them, and you disable them to the point where they're just kind of your shield. And you let you keep them in front of your body as the other person's trying to, you know, punch or kick you. And you let them hit their other buddy enough. And then when the time comes, you toss their buddy at them, and you attack the other guy as you still continue punishing the one guy who you hurt. That's how you fight multiple people. We're trained to do it. Then they send in a third. You know what happens with the third? You still take the weakest one. You know who's going to get his butt kicked good? The weakest one. So let me give you the metaphorical argument here. When you're debating 15 different leftists, you single out the one and you just attack, attack, attack. And think of it metaphorically as you're moving that person around. Well, like your little wimpy friend here is saying blah, blah, blah. And you attack, attack, attack. And you know what eventually happens? You win. If you're trained to fend off 3-4 attackers and you know how to do it, you can win. Why am I telling you this? Is it from experience? It is. Yeah, I'm not going to go into the story, but I had 5 guys threaten to beat me up playing basketball one day, and I'm still here. 5 big old black dudes. I was with my friend Carlos. And Carlos was like, I'll crank the car. I'll get the car started, Kev, because he didn't want to fight. I said, you don't need to start the car. I'm going to show you something. And let's say, and the people that know me know this story is true. 3 of them, they are not the same. 3 of them are not the same. 2 of them took off running, which is good for them. But 3 of them are not the same, mentally or physically. So what I'm telling you is, you better get used to the idea that flight is not in the question. Trump, folks, is not a distraction. This is what leftists want you to think. And that's why they continually attack him. And that's why this FBI raid was yet another one of the most outrageous overreaches of this federal government in your face. And if you're still one of these people of the ilk, well, Donald Trump, then you should be asking yourself, are you really a conservative? Do you really care about what could happen to you as an individual? Because that's what this is about. Did Trump ask for this raid? Everything that he took, he had already declassified. He didn't look at it and go, he said, look this over. And this is from Ratcliffe, his DNI, his Director of National Intelligence. Everything was declassified. They had no reason to raid him. And to be honest with you, I think you should be looking at something else. You should be asking yourself, what did the Democrats want to take our minds off of? Because they got a lot of crap passed that is crap. Does anybody really believe that Trump would sell out America? Just a simple question. Do you believe there are any circumstances this man would sell out America?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1250.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You know what disturbs me most about the left is that they don't love this country. They don't love the opportunity that it's given to so many people. Millions and millions of people have had opportunity. Women who couldn't do things in their country come over here. They feast. And you know what these leftist women do? Complain. Go talk to an Afghan woman, an Iraqi woman, when she comes to America and she can experience the freedom of this country, and tell me what the women's movement has to complain. These women are looking at, what are y'all talking about? Look, give me an African that comes over here and then let them, and then look at what the African Americans are doing over here. You know what these Africans come over here and do? They go, holy cow. What a country. I can have all this at my fingertips. The stuff that I worry about day to day. I mean, just survival is no longer on the plate. And then you know what they do? They focus. I think Nigerians or Jamaicans, one of them, they are the most, they're the richest group, ethnic group in America. Most people don't even know this. It's not Chinese. It's not Koreans. It's not white folks. It's Africans coming over here going, are you kidding me? I no longer have to worry about getting water every day. I mean, they come over here and go, shoot, this is easy money. Sadly, too many people are now coming over here going, this is easy money and getting on our welfare system. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I was talking about life without leftists earlier, and Trump is a distraction. And I look at this crazy world and how we're manipulated into thinking something. And I think to myself, luckily, even the low income vote, the people that normally would just kind of dismiss things, are feeling this enough. They're feeling Biden to the point where they're like, nope, I don't want him. In fact, I keep seeing new polling that comes out about Biden where people are like, whew, we're done. And it's worse. It gets worse every day. Even though he's got all these so-called successes, it gets worse. I talked about some of his so-called successes, this green energy debacle. And you know how they're saying this is going to reduce inflation? They say because all this money we're giving towards fossil fuels, it's going to reduce what we have to do in the future. Well, let me tell you, if I'm paying $5 for something that I used to be paying $2 for, I don't want to talk about 10 years from now. I want to know how you're going to reduce it now. And the Republicans, I don't see them running commercials showing the Democrats starving people, having people not get their meds. I don't see them talking about, you know, this number of people died because they can no longer afford their meds. This number of people are now homeless because they can't afford to live where the rates of housing got skyrocketed. These people froze to death. These people overheated because they couldn't afford electricity and on and on. Where are the sob stories that tell the real story of what Joe Biden and his team have done? Right now, Mark Kelly's running an ad against Blake Masters. And the ad is about how Blake Masters is not letting women have their right to choose. And I said, if I were Blake Masters' team, I'd be running ads that says, Mark Kelly is a racist who loves killing minority children in the womb. That's how I'd fight that sucker. Don't be surprised if you start seeing those ads, because I'm going to go talk to that campaign and say, look, guys, you need a strategist. Anyway, Democrats, folks, they've sold us out. Donald Trump. I even hate bringing up the name in the sense of, because the minute you say it, I shouldn't say that. I don't mind bringing it up because I don't really care what you think. But I know the visceral reaction that the left wants us to have. And I want people to understand these issues I talk about are not about Trump. They're really not. Trump is just represents a fighter, the guy who's willing to do it. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll stand with a fighter every time. You want to be a wimp. Now, I'm not taking you. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a woman dating some guy. And I know nerds get girls too. Bill Gates has, you know, got wives and, you know, he had a bunch of girlfriends too, no doubt. But it was all about money. But if it comes to flat out survival, let me tell you something. Pay attention. And if you're a youngster and you listen to the program, and I know a lot do, you're going to learn something here. Women want an alpha male. They want the person who's going to say, I got this. When I was dating Melissa, we were going somewhere. I think we were going to a barbecue joint in the hood. And I parked in front of the place, not directly in front, but close. And I went to get her out of the car. And there was a couple of dudes coming. And it was instinctive. I moved her over. And you couldn't tell. You really could. It wasn't like overt. But I just moved her over. And I got out of the car, look at these guys, and they kind of looked up, looked down, and then kept on walking by. But the whole time, I had this vibe of, I'm ready. So we go into the barbecue joint, get our food and everything, have the meal, get back in the car, headed back over where, I don't remember where, to my house or whatever. But she says to me, I saw what you did. And I went, what? She goes, when you got me out of the car, you made sure that I wasn't going to be in the line, you know, in line of fire from anything that had to happen. And I looked at her and went, yeah, you're right. That's exactly what I did. And she said it with a sense of pride. Like, I knew you had my back. There's nothing to fear. Let me tell you, that's not all. That's what you want in your mate. And by the way, men, you want it too. You want to know that if the cake hits the fan, your girl's going to be pulling somebody's hair. You know what I'm saying? So we want this in our government. We want a government that we believe is going to stand up for us. And let me tell you what we've had. We've had a government who has been complicit. We've had a government who plotted with people to steal our money. And you chuckle. You may go, come on, Kevin, man, that's crazy. Let me tell you, I have family members. I have watched them plot to steal from other family members. And I said to myself, you got to be kidding me. This is family. So government, it's kind of like, who was it was something I saw the other day. They said, it was a video that somebody sent me. What if you, all the rules that you think you play by, you think government is here to help you out, protect you, to give you safety and security and a safety net and all these other things. And you realize, no, it is not. It is there to give you the illusion. I talk about the magic of government, the kabuki theater, etc., because it's an illusion of all of that. It's an illusion of safety. If you, the government can give you a certain amount of safety on the macro level, but at the micro level, let me tell you, if you're not ready to protect yourself, you're a mark, you're a fool, you're a clown, you are a victim. And I'm not just talking about it in a sense of somebody breaking into your house, because see, government is more sophisticated than that. They break into your bank account with the IRS. They seize things. Why do you think there's 87,000 new IRS agents coming with a license to kill? These are people that can not only shoot you dead, they can say, oh, I don't like you. I'm going to go back to the office and I'm going to seize your money. I'm going to attack you financially and you have nothing you can do about it. Well, there should be. Government is supposed to be there to protect you. Ask yourself, what protection mechanisms do you have with the left? These are the people that want to gay up the military. These are the people that want to demoralize your children in schools. Tell me where they're protecting you or making you feel good about being American. And, woo, look at me. You know, all these great things that are happening in the country. They are ganking you. You don't believe in global climate change? So what? I'm going to take $500 billion from you and I'm going to put it in there whether you like it or not. Do something about it. That's what they're telling you. What are you going to do? So Trump says, you know what? I'm getting out of this stupid climate accord, Paris climate accord. I'm getting away from this stuff. I'm going to start focusing on us. I'm going to pull us back from China. You know why we are not pulling back from China? Why China has a much larger trade deficit than us and they did? It's because Joe Biden is part of the problem. He and his son. And oh, by the way, so is Nancy Pelosi's son. That's a little tidbit you didn't know, right? He wasn't on the manifest when they flew over to Taiwan, but he was there. And the Taiwanese didn't like it because that was signaling to China, you know what? We're okay. Nancy's son does business with us. By the way, if you haven't noticed, she backed away. Nancy Pelosi backed down from China. We'll play the clip maybe next hour. She has decided, no, China's not that bad. Looks like I'm out of time for this segment.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.